This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris is off sick, so I call him and try and make him sick. Also, things you say on purpose to annoy your partner. Liam Payne's dad gets back in touch. Slaves call us after someone disgraced themselves at their gig in Northampton. I get some help before I join a choir at Reading Festival this weekend. And when your nan goes viral. Okay, so I'm on my own today because Chris is not well, but I have given him a call. Hey.
All right, man.
You okay?
I'm all right, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm gonna avoid putting on like an iller voice than I need to, just to try and make out that I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate your text though earlier saying that you're not well. I knew this would happen though. We jinxed it yesterday by saying we both felt sick.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I was caning Limsip yesterday, and I kind of thought I managed to swerve it, but I haven't. It's fine. I'll be back soon. Right. It's just rubbish, isn't it? I was up all night.
Soon.
I was up all. Well, yeah. I can't give a definite answer.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Well, we need to do that thing where we have to put a time limit on it for tomorrow's show. Yeah.
Yeah. But so obviously, if I don't take 2 days, it looks suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even though I think I'll be all right for tomorrow.
Okay, well, that's good to know. All right, well, I'll just soldier on here then.
Crack on.
Have you been?
I've not been listening, I'll be honest.
Right, I just wanted to play the clip of the Swedish presenter from yesterday just to see if that brings anything on, because I think better out than in, and then you'll be back to work sooner.
I don't remember the Swedish clip. What was that one?
The Swedish presenter who... I'll play it to you.
Ja, hallå.
Ja, hallå.
Hej, vet du?
Niklas.
Hej, Niklas. Vad har du för svar till mig?
Tull.
Oh,
right there on live TV.
Yeah.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm alright. Is this why you called me to try and make me feel worse?
No. It's quite a satisfying noise, though, isn't it, when it hits the floor? Right there on TV.
I'm not listening to the show at the moment because, in all honesty, when I first started, it made me feel a tiny bit sick. I don't know why.
What do you mean?
So I don't know why you're calling me trying to make me feel even worse.
What?
Hang on. It is bringing it up a tiny bit.
Can you go back to the bit where you said you felt sick because of what?
No, it was just a bit too much. A bit too much. When you start the radio show, it's a bit too much.
Oh, thanks. Okay, cool. All right, well, hope to see you tomorrow then.
Yeah, but it might be 2 days, but I should be fine by tomorrow. It just depends what we think is the best move.
Also, you know my thoughts on social media when you're ill. I've noticed you are still liking people's tweets there, so...
You've got too much time.
I just see it come up and I'm like, oh, okay, if you're ill, you're ill.
So weird. Why?
You know what I mean?
Why would you care?
Just okay. Something I've noticed. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, hopefully. See you tomorrow, hopefully. All right. Get well.
Scott Mills.
Last week, when we were filling in on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we were talking about the things you say on purpose to annoy your partner. Like, you know it's going to really wind them up, so you say it even more. And loads more of you have been in touch, so I thought we'd revisit. Hi, Shell.
Hi.
You do this all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you say to your partner?
Well, I just purposely say the word Doritos wrong. I say the word fridge milkshake wrong. I say Matalan wrong. I say Doritos. I say fridgey milkshake, and I say Mataland.
Mataland.
Yeah.
I like adding letters on the end of things.
Yeah, all the time. I don't even have to say it out loud anymore. If an advert for Doritos comes on, he just looks at me and he goes, don't.
Why do you do it so much?
I really enjoy winding him up. I don't know.
So it's Doritos for Doritos.
Yeah.
Mataland for Matalan.
Yeah.
And fridgey milkshakes for fridge milkshakes.
Yeah. Medihall. And if you just say it slightly wrong, it just really winds you up.
Medihall, as in Meadowhall Shopping Centre.
Yeah. I mean, I think the worst one for him is when Jamie Oliver says chorizo instead of chorizo. So it's like the move that does it.
Wow, you're really annoying.
I know.
But I really like it.
I can't help myself.
He's just used to it now, right?
Yeah, he just stoked all the time.
Now, Lydia, it's the other way around for you, isn't it? Your boyfriend says stuff to wind you up.
Yeah, basically, he treats me like some sort of email business correspondent, which is great on a regular basis.
What do you mean?
I appreciate that. Well, so once it was just an accident, on a WhatsApp, he just put, instead of I love you, he just said, sending my best. And I was like, say what now? And he was like, oh, sorry. But then as soon as he caught on that it winds me up a bit, he just continues to do that. So not only sends it on WhatsApp, but also says it to me on a regular basis when he's off to work.
Does he still say I love you, or is it just sending my best now?
I mean, occasionally I do get I love you and I feel feeling super romantic, but like, I'm on holiday at the moment with him and he's still like, okay, yeah, sending my best, as he walks away to go and get an ice cream or something.
I'm not keen on sending my best. It's as bad as kind regards.
I know. I feel like it's also really old. I haven't received an email saying sending my best like from anybody under about 40.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, where have you picked this up from? He's clearly got it from somewhere and just thought, oh, yeah, I'll just add that on.
Do you know what also is annoying?
Go on.
People that put the first letter of their name instead of their name when they sign off.
Oh, my gosh. And also, why do people do that on text? They just put, like, TX. I know who it's from. Like,
yeah.
I can see your email. I can see who it's from on the text or WhatsApp or whatever. You don't need to remind me. It's always the mum, isn't it, as well?
Yes, I get them all the time. It's like, thanks very much, M. It's like, OK, cool, but just either say your name. And also, your email address is right there. I can see your name.
Exactly. And also, they'll put, like, MX or M, and then it'll have, like, their full name and their title and where they work and all of that kind of stuff.
Annoying.
You're like, I literally can see it.
Anyway, Lydia, send you my best. Have a good holiday.
And send my best as well. Love you, bye.
James, finally, hi.
Hello, how you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Very much, thank you.
How are you? OK, what do you do?
I'm a quantity surveyor.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant, like, to wind your partner up. That's thanks for the info.
Well, to be honest, with it being the summer, you know, the whole craze at Love Island, everyone's chatting about it. I love being in a very busy place. Sometimes the supermarket's good, or the best one I've done is in a very busy Primark.
Primark.
Yeah, you know, when festival season, everyone's looking for gems and glitter and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
We were in a rammed Primark, and I just shouted, I've got a text! And her face is an absolute picture every time it happens.
So you do I've got a text everywhere you go?
Not everywhere. Obviously, it would get a bit boring if you did it all the time, but now and again, catch her off guard is always pretty good.
Also, when is Primark not rammed, please? Never.
Well, I suppose it is all the time, but, you know, around festival season when everyone just wants to buy cheap stuff that they don't mind losing, it was extra busy, so I thought it was a perfect opportunity, really.
Also, thank you so much for giving me those brown bags that break as soon as you put anything in them.
I know, absolutely worthless.
Good to speak to you.
Likewise.
Love you, bye. Likewise. Love you, bye. Scott Mills. Oh, here we go. Liam Payne's dad's been on. Jeff's not text for a while, actually. But he says, I've pulled over to send this. Mega lols. Scott Mills, down with the people. Packed Primark. Pull the other one. I pulled over just to send this. All right, pipe down, Jeff. Bet you can't remember the last time you were in one either, actually. Scott Mills. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, is that Scott?
Yes, who's that?
Scott, it's Isaac from Slaves.
Oh, hi. God, I can't keep up with today. Right, 1 minute Liam Payne's dad's on to us, and now one of Slaves calls up. I was talking about you earlier.
Yeah, good things.
Yeah, about the incident on the gig last night in Nottingham.
Right.
Right, so yeah. I saw your tweet, thank you, Nottingham, apart from the boy who vommed all over the stage and on my microphone. Can you come back and clean it up, please, because we've got another gig in a bit.
Yeah.
Do you want me to...
We did two in-stores at Rough Trade Nottingham yesterday, one at 6 o'clock and one at 9 o'clock. And during the 6 o'clock performance, one boy in particular was getting very rowdy and got so excited that he chucked up all over the stage and on my microphone.
At 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Wow, he started early.
No, do you know what? He wasn't even drunk.
Oh, he was just sick.
This was pure excitement that did this to this young man.
That's incredible. People get so excited to see you in store that they're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Apparently. Okay, so yeah. I thought it was a situation of maybe a few too many drinks. I was going to ask, do you want me to find this person for you? Is that why you're ringing me?
He actually queued up for the sign-in afterwards and he owned up to it.
Right, OK. Do you remember his name?
Which I respected. I actually can't remember his name, but he came straight up to me and was like, I'm really sorry, I was the one who did it.
Right, and did he blame excitement?
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, you drunk or what? But no, I was like, what happened? He was like, I don't know, I was just going for it.
Love. Apart from that, is the tour going all right?
Yeah, it's all good, mate. Just, flat out at the moment.
Just no, the album out on Friday, last Friday as well.
Yeah.
Acts of Fear and Love, okay. Go get it. Also, I know that you've been asking people to bring flapjacks to the gigs. Have they been actually doing it?
They have, yeah. Can actually everyone stop bringing flapjacks to the gigs?
Right, was it becoming a problem?
Yeah, I'm trying to like be in my best shape for Reading and Leeds televised performance at the weekend, and currently I'm consuming a lot of flapjacks.
Yeah.
So can you stop, please?
I know as well you were well specific about it. You were like, the ones you get in the buckets in the supermarkets, they're so buttery. But
yeah.
Everyone needs to, if you're going to see Slaves over the next couple of days, where are you tonight?
Tonight we're Rough Trade East.
Right.
Brick Lane.
Okay, if you're going to the London gig tonight, can you not bring the flapjacks, please? Because Isaac needs to be in shape. It's quite a big gig, Reading and Leeds. All right, thanks for ringing up.
Cheers, mate.
I'll see you at Reading, actually. See you a bit.
All right, lovely.
See you there, bye.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Shall we? We'll start with that time that I bowed out of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with an emotional message after 4 days. Because it's like the shortest ever Radio 1 Breakfast Show in history. It's 4 days.
Well, it's the perineum of radio shows, so I think it's... Well, let's be honest, that's what we're all trying to get at.
Okay, good. That's how I want to be remembered. Do you remember when Chris came back to the show after his honeymoon and I got him this message as a welcome back present?
Can I open my eyes?
Go.
Oh, wow. Okay, fine.
Now,
so you've been busy?
Do you know who that is?
Why am I watching this?
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Right, who's
this
that?
This is the video that I sent to all of you guys.
It's a video from Naked Martin. From yesterday's show, Shawnee.
What do I do now?
Now you've got to get up.
With no arms?
Yeah.
What am I using now, then?
Well, this is why we need a Scott Mills erector right now, to bring you back up.
Oh, you're right, I can't get up.
I'm See?
I'm there for life.
Hence, the penguin erector at Edinburgh Zoo.
Can someone erect me, please?
We played 80s video messages from people that wanted a date yesterday. Here's Maurice.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
What else have you got, Maurice?
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Okay, good. Never forget the time when Ainsley Harriet burst into Jill's house.
I've only got Ainsley Harriet here who's going to do a treat dish for you. He's going to cook you a lovely treat in your very own kitchen. Here he is.
Why, hello, Jill.
Amazing. Another potential date.
At night, I operate a damsel in distress hotline. I guess you'd call me a knight.
Chris Stark at Fleet Services.
Do the horn! Horn! Horn!
And Jordan North, being northern.
Oh, yeah, David from Motherwell says
from
his
where?
First from Motherwell.
She's very well, thanks.
My...
Oh, come on, you've not heard that before.
That was awful.
Long gap today, guys. And finally, Michael Ball from Radio 2.
Helen has also chosen some Barry White. She says, Michael, this is my husband Andy's choice more than mine. Barry was the backing track to part of our wedding DVD, and it's our 10th anniversary this year. As soon as Barry White comes on the radio, Andy plays it full blast. Andy, get that knob in your hand. Turn it. Yeah, this is it.
Here we go then, come on. Where are you? Come on. Joe Williams is on. What a great gap, says Joanne in Aberdeen, live from her sofa. Sam on his Mighty Massey and Marfan. Mike and Lester. Calico in the Forest of Dean. Thomas and Devon in the sunshine. Mike from Kent is loving Maurice and would definitely date him. Laughing so hard at Scott the Penguin, says Kate. Thank you. And James and Andrew bumbling away in the office in Birmingham.
Yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambaleo.
Hello, Jason. He says, why hello, Jill.
Why hello, Jill.
Rich in Derby. Lou and Bailey the dog bumbling in the rain in Preston. And Jay from Hagley bumbling his Worcester coffee off. Bumbling in the bath. Okay. Molly from Wales, that is. Bumbling the sand of our feet at Barry Island. That's the Thompson family. Yes.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth. Too good.
Still going. Smashing it, Scott, even without Chris, says Alex. Sarah at her desk in Milton Keynes gives me another why hello, Jill.
Why hello, Jill.
Obsessed. I've come back to it. I've watched it a lot over the last 24 hours. Archie and George on the tractors in Essex and David in Doncaster. Oh, James in Leicester and Alex on the M5.
This is BBC Radio
1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Yes, you are from Preston.
Yes, I am, yeah.
You are a driving instructor.
Yeah, I am.
What,
yeah.
So how does that work? Do you have us on, like, quietly during lessons?
Pretty much, yeah, all day, yeah. I can sort of turn it up in between lessons, but just have you on in the background most of the day, yeah.
Does it not put the clients off?
Well, sometimes I've got to turn it off, yeah.
Okay, I got you. Now, I'm obsessed that you're having a pamper day today, a man after my own heart. I know you've just had a massage, right? Feeling relaxed?
Yeah, very, very relaxed, yeah, very good.
You've got to treat yourself sometimes, haven't you, Sam?
Of course you have, yeah.
Spending all day in that car.
That's it. Well, I do a lot of running as well, so like it's, sometimes I've got to massage it out, haven't I?
Yeah, and I know that you've got a celebrity friend as well.
Yes, yeah, I do, yeah. Jordan North, Radio One's finest.
Yeah, finest? yeah, we love Jordan. He's been doing the show a bit, actually. How do you know him, then?
Just know the last few years. He's from up north, isn't he? Lives near me, so I'm from down London. So, yeah, just good friend.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like everyone in the north knows each other, which is not true.
No, I used to go to the gym with Jordan quite a bit.
Did you?
Yeah, surprisingly, yeah.
I can't imagine what that's like. Anyway, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. See if you like this. Another
life. Oh, okay.
Katy Perry, the one that got away.
Not bad.
By the way, I'm not saying anything about Jordan, like, I can't imagine not in the gym. I just can't imagine it happening. Do you know what I mean? Some people, yeah, you can't, exactly, like, I can't picture him driving either.
You don't want to get in a car with Jordan.
Okay. Anyway, so that's my choice. Chris is poorly today, but he has left me this.
Thank you.
The legendary Avicii. Hey, brother. Right, over to you, Sam.
Both very good songs, both it, but I've already decided which one I'm definitely picking. Yes. Huge Avicii fan, I've got to go with Chris.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover.
The receipt on One Extra.
One Extra.
It's Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
I feel like summertime is the best time to be single.
Absolutely.
She says that she's been single for 5 years straight. All seasons.
The receipt on BBC Radio One Extra.
The bad boy is just a swagger thing to me. He walks into a room and it's like...
Everyone knows he does bits. Yeah.
You can download the receipts on the new BBC Sounds app on your favourite podcast app.
Absolutely the right choice today. Well done, Chris. Once again, wins, even though he's not here. But fair. Avicii, hey, brother.
Scott Mills.
Obsessed that Rihanna went to her mate's wedding recently and dodged the bouquet on purpose. No, not for me, thanks. Not for me. Rihanna and Diamonds. Radio 1. A while back now on the show, we had the brilliant Def Havana song Sinner as my tune of the week, which has a huge anthemic choir in it. Love it. Then James from the band called us up because he was listening and said, why don't you join us on stage at Reading to perform with us?
I was literally listening. If you actually want to do that, I could definitely make it happen.
Right, okay.
How? Well, I guess you are in the band, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how. I'll go to a charity shop and buy some coral robes. You can put them on and then we can figure it out. You don't have to wear those, actually.
But surely it shouldn't take you having to go to a charity shop and getting these things. Like, I would have thought you have people for that.
Well, come on, I'm not that big. I do everything. I do everything.
I love these guys. So they are on the Radio 1 stage at Reading this Saturday. It's one of those things that you're like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then the date actually arrives and it's in a few days' time. And we had an email from Def Havana's record company earlier saying, guys, you're definitely on. Now, I'm going to speak to Anil here, who is actually in the choir on the stage on Saturday night from London Contemporary Voices. Hey, Anil.
Hey, how you doing? You looking forward to Saturday?
Scared.
You're going to be all right. Just follow me and you'll be all right, yeah?
So what do you mean by the parts? What are the parts?
So, well, you know, like, Sinner's a good one to start with, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what we're only doing Sinner, by the way. We're not doing the whole set. Yeah.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Because the girls could do with a bit of help, to be honest, because, you know, the parts are quite high, and I thought you'd be perfect for it, you know, what with being, like, professional singers and everything. So,
there's been some miscommunication here, Anil, because who told you that I was a professional singer?
Oh, that's kind of what I heard from James. He was really bigging you up.
Okay, good.
Persuading us into it, and he was like, you know, they're amazing, especially on the high notes, apparently. So,
right, okay,
yeah,
let's talk through Sinner then. First of all, what's the dress code?
Dress code, I think you guys are in gospel robes, aren't you?
I hear that, yeah,
yeah, yeah. But you know, the choreography and everything, yeah, you can floss, right?
No, I can't floss. You don't do flossing, God, you're winding me up. I can do side to side finger click,
that'll do, just a, you know, nice sort of casual. Kind of gospel sidestep type vibe.
Okay. And the song, like, do I just do the chorus, yeah?
Yeah, you know, so it's like, you can fall to your knees and pray, because I'm a sinner now. You know that bit?
Yeah.
So if you just have a go at that.
What is it? Oh, I need to learn this.
That was it.
Hang on,
can fall
to your knees and pray, because I'm a sinner now.
Yeah.
I'm a sinner now.
Yeah.
Now, hang on. How many are in the choir, just to check?
There's going to be 16 of us. So you'll be on the top parts, yeah, the high parts. And we thought you could do some gospel ad-libs as well.
What does that mean?
You know, like kind of like... that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, easy for you to do. No, I can't even go that high. Oh, ridiculous. So, you and I both know, right? This is going to be a Britney Spears situation. The mic's not going to be on, is it? No, like yours, but not mine, or Chris's.
Yeah, no, because we're all sharing mics, man. So, you know, I'll make sure I stand next to you so, you know, you can follow me.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're all sharing mics, so can't really... You've got a couple of days to practice, though, so...
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you on Saturday. Can you just remind me of the whole chorus and sing us out, and then I'll see you on Saturday?
Yeah. You can fall to your knees and pray, because I'm a sinner now, and I won't be safe. I've been lying to you more each day, because I'm a sinner now. I'm a sinner now.
Quite high, isn't it?
That's the low part.
All right, thanks, Anil, for your reassurance. Apologies in advance if you are going to Reading to see Def Havana on the Radio 1 stage on Saturday. Sorry in advance.
Scott Mills.
You're all right. Thanks, Jamie and Solihull, for your encouragement. Don't kid yourself, you haven't got this at all. Jeremy says, lol, Scott Mills is going to sound beaut in the Def Havana choir on Saturday. Also, people are now like saying, oh, can we get our money back from Reading? You can't. It's just one song, okay? Just the one song. All makes sense why Chris is off now. He is bottling it. Says, Hemel Hempstead Town Football Club. Oh, hi. Hi that you've got involved. Also, Megan says, can whoever is in charge at Reading make sure Scott and Chris are turned up full whack on Saturday at Reading? No, mic's off. I'll do that thing I could do in assembly at school, pretend to be singing, but actually miming. Also, if the organisers are listening, as I am now a performer, I'd like laminated lanyard that says artist on it, AAA access and a golf buggy to the stage. OK, thanks.
Scott Mills.
We asked you to get in touch with us on our last show yesterday if you've ever gone viral. After we spoke to our listener, Shawnee, she went viral, mate, because of this.
Well, a man was in the pub the other day and he was telling me how his job is a penguin erector.
So he said, I'm a penguin erector at Edinburgh Zoo. And loads of you were retweeting it and liking it. Since we said this, a lot of our listeners have got in touch, more than I thought would happen, to say they'd been viral. Ella, you went viral, didn't you, mate?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
With your nan?
Yes.
Okay, why?
So basically, it was at my wedding day, and there's a big group photo that the photographer took from up high, and we're all waving at the camera.
Yeah.
And I just got them back, so I was looking at them, and I zoomed in because I couldn't see my nan's face. So as I zoomed in, I saw that she was throwing her deuces at the camera.
Why?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I've got no idea why. She just thought it'd be funny.
Okay, so these are your wedding photos.
Yeah, right. Supposed to be all nice and professional, show the grandkids and all.
Right. So everyone else is doing like a friendly wave and she's flicking the V's.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see everyone's face, everyone's smiling, waving. You can't even see my nan's face, they're covering her face.
Have you spoken to her about this?
Yeah, so basically the part that went viral was I FaceTimed her to tell her that I'd seen this and the video was her reaction to me finding out.
Oh, okay, right. And like, how well did it do?
It got like 1.5 million views.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's known as Gangster Nana now to everyone.
Right, okay, I've got the clip now of Gangster Nana. Here we go.
Oh my God.
I've zoomed in, yeah, and this is what I see. So I was like, well, why is her hand covering? So I zoomed in and I see you throwing your deuces.
Oh my God, I love her.
She's so funny. I can't believe it.
What's her name?
Her name's Adele.
And she's got the same laugh.
Yeah.
Listen. It's the same laugh. Can I steal her for my show?
All right, what, do you want her number? Do you want my nan's number? Is that what you're asking?
Well, no, don't read out her number now. That would be bad, because lots of people will call. We'll talk to you off air, but I'm quite interested in having Gangster Nana Adele on as well in the future on the show.
Oh, my gosh. OK, yeah, that's fine. I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
She sounds lol.
She is major laughs. Oh.
It's so good to speak to you, and we'll talk off air, all right?
OK, all right, then, yeah.
Come to some Nana agreement. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe and you'll get this every single day free of charge. Scott Mills.